From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. You may have seen ads for them, drugs to treat diabetes, and they've got names like Ozempic and Wegovy. You may even know folks who are taking them to treat their disease, or maybe they're trying to lose weight. These are actually a new class of drugs, and they are changing the way so many people manage their illness. They're also being misused in some cases by many as a quick and easy way to lose weight. So to find out more about these drugs, we've asked Michael Biddle to join us. He is a doctor of pharmacy and the ambulatory care pharmacist with St. Luke's Humphreys Diabetes Center in Boise. I want to welcome you to the program.
Thank you, Gemma. Thanks for having me.
So can we just start with what are these drugs? I mean, how exactly do they work, and how long have they actually been around?
They've actually been around since the 90s, but they've gotten a little evolved since then. They used to be multiple daily injections, and now we're up to once weekly injections. These drugs actually mimic hormones that are produced in our gut anyway. They're called incretins. Incretins are responsible for intensifying our insulin response from our pancreas. What we find is that when we inject sugar into our blood, like if we did it through an IV, our pancreas doesn't release a lot of insulin, but if we take sugar by mouth when we eat it, these hormones like really ramp up that response to get our pancreas to release insulin. They also have other effects in our brain to make us feel fuller faster. They slow down our gut so we don't eat as much. So that's kind of where they help with diabetes, but also kind of also crossed over to the help for weight loss as well.
Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about diabetes and these drugs, are we talking just specifically about type 2 diabetes and not type 1, or can they help with type 1 as well?
Correct. This is a gray area. Definitely type 2. They've been studied in type 2, first of all, usually in addition to metformin, which is one of our first line agents for diabetes that helps with insulin sensitivity, which is what we're fighting mm-hmm. with type 2 diabetes, is that insulin resistance is what we're working against, where our blood sugars keep going up and we keep gaining weight because our body's not using the sugar in the right way. For type 1 diabetes, they're off-label use. For a patient who has type 1 diabetes and also overweight, and we start seeing they cross over to that type 2 realm, we might use these medicines off-label, but definitely on-label for people with type 2. And when I say on-label, I mean like FDA-approved, studied to be safe and effective in patients with type 2 diabetes.
Okay, so how are these drugs actually different from insulin? Because my dad was a diabetic. I have a sister who is diabetic. My dad took insulin. My sister is actually on one of these medications and doing so well that she's been able to basically almost be off of insulin completely. But what is the difference?
Yeah, good question. So our body normally makes insulin from our pancreas to bring our blood sugars down. With type 2 diabetes, what happens is we have insulin resistance that our cells don't listen to that insulin to take in the sugar. So our pancreas has to make more and more insulin for our cells to take up that sugar. So what these drugs do is they bring down that insulin resistance so we don't have to make as much insulin to get our blood sugars down. And at some point, our pancreas wears out, kind of like a sponge. We squeeze it too much. There's not any insulin left in there. And we have to start giving people insulin to make up for it. So like with your sister, sometimes we catch people early enough, we can start these medicines and fight the insulin resistance and possibly get them off insulin or limit how much insulin they need to use, because we're actually targeting the source of what's happening with type 2 diabetes.
Mm-hmm. So when these drugs were introduced, I mean, it was specifically for type 2 diabetes, as my understanding, to help with this insulin resistance. And then over time, researchers realized, oh, this is also having the side effect of weight loss, which, especially with type 2 diabetes, a lot of times if you can lose weight, you can also help with that insulin resistance. So please correct me if I'm wrong on all of that. But also, how then would this then really help anyone who's trying to lose weight?
Yeah. Type 2 diabetes and obesity are both metabolic diseases. And if we can lose even 5 to 10% of our baseline weight, that helps immensely with insulin resistance and even helps prevent heart attacks and strokes on the line too. So these medicines help with that to bring it down. And then, sorry, what was the other part of your question?
So I'm curious about the weight loss component on this and how this has been effective in, as you mentioned, I mean, right, people with diabetes, but also obesity, that these are metabolic diseases. And a lot of times, I mean, you really can do everything you're supposed to do, eat well, exercise, but you cannot lose that 5 to 10% of weight on your own, as you mentioned.
Exactly. So when we first started these for diabetes, interesting background. We knew about these incretins, but we couldn't find a way to keep them around long enough until we found the venom from a Gila monster, and then it actually included some incretins that stuck around longer. So we actually pulled that venom out and made it a long-hour acting incretin. And then in these diabetes studies, the blood sugars came down, but we also saw people were losing a lot of weight. They were losing like 5 or 10% of their baseline weight while also bringing their blood sugars down. And that's where the company started looking at like, hey, these incretins have more power than just lowering blood sugars. And we did off studies of just weight loss help. So theory behind how the incretins work is that, type 2 diabetes is a lot of things are happening in the body. One theory is that our incretins actually decrease with type 2 diabetes. And we might not cross over to type 2 diabetes fully, if we're overweight. People who are overweight can still not have type 2 diabetes, but they might be tied together. Being overweight is a risk factor for type 2 diabetes, but not everybody who's overweight has it. And not everybody who is normal weight doesn't get type 2 diabetes. There's a genetic component too. So it's kind of messy. But we do notice that these incretins have a powerful effect with helping people with type 2 diabetes and then also weight loss, because incretins could be responsible for that too. And that's where that fight comes in, is yeah, people do dietary changes, increase exercise, and their body wants to hold on to that weight. And it's really a biochemistry issue, not a personal issue, like a behavioral issue. It's just that your body is genetically predisposed to hold on to weight because maybe you don't make enough incretin and you need that supplement to help you get over that plateau. So we're finding a lot of cool things about the body just based on these drugs alone. And they have other uses beyond just diabetes.
And so these drugs have really come into the spotlight in the last year, year and a half. And it is really, thanks to celebrities who all of a sudden have become very rail thin. And there's all of this, are they on Ozempic? Are they not? I mean, how can someone lose this much weight? And really should someone who A, isn't overweight, but wants to be quite thin, use these drugs. But also maybe people who maybe are holding on to 20 pounds or something like that, right? And they're somehow getting a hold of this drug. How, and I'm not trying to shame anyone on their weight or on what they choose to do. But I do want to talk about this because this drug is all of a sudden in the forefront. I mean, here we are talking about it today. And in some ways, it almost seems like it's getting a very negative reputation now because of how some people are choosing to use this drug. Can you talk a little bit about that at all?
Sure. As with most things that involve weight, there's a lot of stigma. People, judge other people for being overweight because they feel like it's a like a personal thing, like it's a choice they made or they're just not making the right decisions. So there's some of that tied into it, but there's also people that feel like Ozempic's a cheat. You should be able to do this on your own, but they don't understand that biochemistry behind it. These are indicated for weight loss, especially specific versions like Wegovy, which is a form of Ozempic. It's the exact same medicine, just approved for weight loss, and specifically for patients who are obese. So that's more than a BMI of 30, or people that are just overweight with comorbidities, meaning they're at higher risk for heart attack and stroke. So they have hypertension or high blood pressure, high cholesterol. Maybe they're pre-diabetic, so they don't really have full-blown diabetes, but they're kind of turning towards diabetes. So for those folks, like these could be lifesavers down the line. We might not see like changes in their blood sugars because they don't have diabetes, but we could be preventing heart attacks and strokes in 5 or 10 years. So So some of these folks that are overweight or obese definitely would need these medicines. And they're also long-term medicines. They're not like a one-done kind of medicine. Like I said, this is a biochemistry deficit. So we need to help these people by giving these medicines so they can supplement what their body already makes to help them lose the weight and stay healthy. But then we get that gray area where people want to lose like, 5 or 10 pounds to get to their summer weight or to fit into something, or they're being pressured by maybe their friends and family of like, oh, their social situation, that's where it crosses over to celebrity of like, okay, I could just buy this medicine from, pay for it myself and my insurance will pay for it and I just take it and I lose the weight. That's where it crosses over to maybe a little dangerous because are they also treating like body dysmorphia? When we're prescribing these medicines like at Humphreys, we're really talking to patients about, is there a behavioral aspect to it? We have social workers and psychologists that work with patients about, what is really the core of why you want to lose weight or what's happening with weight loss so that we can address those behavioral health issues before we start giving medicines out, if that makes sense. So,
It does. Before I let you go, would you say, is it fair to say that these drugs are really radically changing how some people are able to manage their diseases? And I would say the disease of diabetes, but even the disease of obesity.
Yes, they are definitely diabetes. I've had patients that have been on mealtime and background insulin. We start them on these medicines, and once we ramp it up to the higher dose, they can either stop or cut their insulin doses in half because we've treated that core deficit with type 2 diabetes. And it is also a game changer for people with weight gain or who are overweight again, because a lot of these folks have tried things like some of the weight loss remedies, some of the online commercial things. They've struggled with this all their lives since they were kids. And then suddenly this medicine comes around and like, okay, I can finally, I don't have these cravings. I have people that are like, I used to eat every night after dinner because I just wanted to. But when I started these medicines, that's gone away. I don't crave chocolate or I don't crave certain things I used to crave. And that was always controlling me. They don't have intrusive thoughts of food. So this medicine has really been a game changer for, both weight loss and for people with diabetes, it's huge.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk to us today about this. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Michael Biddle. He is a doctor of pharmacy and an ambulatory care pharmacist with St. Luke's Humphreys Diabetes Center in Boise. We've been discussing a new class of drugs that help people with diabetes. He will actually be talking about them on March 27th at the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.